Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, the podcast that talks about comic book story arcs. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today, returning guest, is Pete.
Hello.
Really? That's fine. Also with us today is our friend Dakota.
Hola.
As we're recording this after Cinco de Mayo.
That's fair.
Thank you, Dakota.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Got any culturally words? Words are hard.
Culture diverse.
Thank you.
That works.
First time on the podcast?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us your comic book background?
0%. I read the comic last night. First comic book ever.
Ever. Oh,
the
okay.
First comic book you've ever read?
Yeah, I'm really confused.
That I did not know.
Yeah. Read? Ever.
Huh. But you haven't seen the movies and you enjoyed the movies.
The MCU.
Okay. So, well, let's just go ahead and get into the comics then. Well, today, we are reading The Strange Death of Captain America. It took place in Captain America issues 110, 111, and 113. It was written in 1969. Written by Jim Steranko and with dialogue by Stan Lee. Art by Jim Steranko. The inks were done by Joe Sinnott. And the letters by Sam Rosen. So, let's go ahead and get into it. We start off the first issue here with a gentleman walking down the street, and we see him stop by a Captain America poster, kind of one of those old Uncle Sam, I want you things. Ironically, it is Captain America without his mask on. I didn't know Cap smoked.
Neither did I.
Yeah, 1960s.
That or surprised 69. Me for a second, but yeah, it's...
I mean, it's the time.
Just like the dialogue. The yeah. dialogue killed me.
Oh, dude.
I was like, this was written
a
long time ago.
We are going to get... When we get into the third issue, it's going to be some... I've got some...
Like some of the things I'm like, yikes.
Yeah. But as he's... Speaking of dialogue, like he's standing there staring at the poster of himself, and he's thinking out loud of what's happening in front of him as he's saying that there are two green hands smashing through a wall. He's very vocal. With his thoughts.
Those it was hands. Crazy. There's a wall.
Well, the walls. It's shaking itself. I don't know why. And then it started to crumble.
He was speaking that?
He's thinking
or
it.
Thought bubbles.
He's thought bubble, and yeah. then he says it. Turns out, though, that the hands were connected to the Hulk. I don't know if you knew big, giant, green hands were the Hulks or not.
Shocker.
Pretty sure you could find that at any local grocery store. And it's followed closely by, I'm assuming they're military men. He's got like a little military MP symbol on his arm, and he's telling the guy to take cover, which is, I just find funny, because...
Take cover, mister.
Fast.
Don't forget Fast. Mister.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's pretty apparent in this collection that everybody knew who Steve Rogers was. The fact that these military men did not recognize him right away.
Oh, you mean that his secret identity was...
Not secret.
Pretty established.
Yeah, well, because that was the whole point of...
Right, the death.
This collection. But so he runs off, takes his jacket off, and changes into Captain America just to go and try and stop the Hulk, which this picture of Hulk...
You can see the art style wasn't as established... With the character development on the Hulk's nose or facial structure that we know now, especially in like what's translated from the comics to the movies and what they've made that character look like.
Yeah,
this looks like just a green man.
Yeah, it looks really odd, but not as odd as these military men with this giant ray gun out of nowhere. I don't get where they got that from.
I love the sound effects that the guns make. Chazak!
Chazak, yeah.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, yep.
Hey, it does its job. But they blast the Hulk, and Cap is trying to... I also don't understand. I don't know where he ran off to, but apparently far enough away to where he has to chase after these military guys and the Hulk, and it takes him forever to get there before they zap him.
Yeah, where did he go?
Well, you have to think that the Hulk was rampaging through... So he would have kept going wherever he was rampaging.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but unless he ran the opposite direction and took forever to take off his jacket, he should have been like right there. But as the Hulk gets knocked down, Cap shows up and he's telling the military guys to basically step back, you know, clear your men, and I'll take care, I'll handle this. As that's happening, we have an individual running down a flight of stairs, telling ultimately to himself, it looks like, that they
mustn't.
Yeah, he just says, no, they mustn't, they can't, I'm too late, it's all over. Doesn't really say what at that point. Exactly, but he gets down, he finally gets down to the, I am assuming, ground level, yells at Cap to stay away from the Hulk, and we find out this is Rick Jones. Doing some research on Rick Jones, he's a freaking idiot.
So I've never heard of him before.
I've never heard of this character either.
I knew about him when I read the Ultimate Line, because he was Nova in the Ultimate Line.
Okay.
He actually showed up in a lot of the later Ultimate Spider-Man issues. But in this, apparently he is Hulk's only friend. At this point in time in 69, he was kind of sidekick to the Hulk. He apparently was at the site of the Gamma Bomb that gave Hulk his powers. Banner tried to save him and ultimately got hit by the gamma rays, which caused him to become the Hulk. And so he just kind of buddied up with Hulk then to help him out when he can, try and calm him down when he needed to. But he's also just a complete freaking idiot. I don't like Rick Jones.
Okay.
He's dumb.
Yeah, he's bugging me this entire
series. Yeah. Well, and then we'll see here later on why I don't like him. But as we continue on, Hulk gets up and is about ready to smash Cap. But Cap basically gets the upper hand and knocks him back. Which, again, this is also back before Hulk was really the strongest of all and made it apparent he was strongest of all.
Right.
He's, like, the size difference here, he's maybe a foot taller than Cap.
Right.
When I think nowadays he towers over everybody.
Right.
Easily, like, 2 or 3 feet. Yeah.
And it's really...
Well, he's as tall as Thanos in the movie.
Yeah, which is nice. That was really appreciative. But again, it all goes back to the art style that they did. Everybody draws everything differently. But Rick Jones is trying to calm the Hulk down, and he about does it, but Hulk's fury just kind of gets a hold of him again, and he rips up a lamppost and throws it at the gun, destroying the gun. He's...
Dang.
And I guess apparently the shockwave from that caused a nearby building to collapse. Which, if I said before that there's always a crowd standing by when buildings are falling,
mm-hmm.
This is apparent again. But as this is happening, Hulk leaps away. Cap goes in to rescues Rick Jones, and he is holding him, like cradling him, and he's reminiscing about Bucky dying.
I've got you, lad.
How did Bucky die? I must have missed all that.
That's a good question. I didn't look into that. Because from my understanding, I think the movies do a pretty accurate interpretation.
He was lost in some... What was the name of the bunch? It wasn't the Wild Bunch. The World War II guys?
Wild Commandos? No, the Howling Commandos.
So it was something with a mission of them, and yeah. I think that in the movie they just reflected it that...
Well, they also... It helped that in the movie they made Bucky to be, what, in his 20s versus a teenage boy. Probably a smarter idea.
Right.
But he ultimately,
unequal to Captain, yes. Not...
I know, and after... I think he also got frozen. He did something because, obviously... In the Winter Soldier comics, which I'll touch on down the road, he is similar to what they did in the movies. He's just there. He's reprogrammed and whatnot. So Cap decides to take him back to Avengers headquarters to have him try and heal up. But he's heartbroken and reminiscing about Bucky too much. And he's like, I put another youth in danger. And I can't live with myself. I mean, he'll need rest, but I'm just too upset by this. Of course, he'll get more upset here in just a little bit a couple hours later when Rick wakes up and has Bucky's outfit on. Can we say disrespectful much?
I found these threads in the closet.
Looks like he's swimming in it, too.
But here's what I don't get, though. This is one of the reasons why I hate Rick Jones. Cap is trying to tell him to take it off. Take off the costume. He doesn't want to put another kid in danger. And Rick's like, I ain't buying that. You know, if you don't think I can do this, just say so. And I can hold my own. And he starts to walk away. And Cap's like, you know what? Maybe you're right, kid. Maybe I need to give you a chance. Where is the qualifications for this? Like, if that's all it takes, give me a costume. I'll just start jumping on roofs.
Then you get arrested.
Probably.
Get off the roof, weirdo.
But then we hear an alert go off in the HQ.
I think you hear several.
Well, okay, a couple.
Because he doesn't mean... Alert, 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 alert.
And Cap tells Rick that, you know, to put his mask on, you know, now that he's apparently allowing him to wear Bucky's costume. But he tells him to put his mask on and that we're going to go figure out what is going on. I guess it says a frequency indicates the target area.
Yeah, the alert frequency was telling them exactly where they needed to go.
I don't get that. I mean, unless it's... That's like an SOS coordinate or something.
Go to the sewer.
Not SOS coordinate. Yeah.
Go to the sewer.
I feel like that's something that talking about this period in the comic books where it's, we notice the dialogue and they make bigger leaps between things than they do. Like, I feel like nowadays when you read a comic, if you're following the series and understand everything, you are reading a series and it's very well like knit together. So there's not these strange jumps where it's just like, and this is the thing.
Well, those jumps are there, but they're usually between issues. I've noticed. That more lately.
I just mean like where they're not making an assumption in the dialogue. Not necessarily like,
oh, I got you.
Like they just, it's here.
Yeah.
Where when you're looking at some of the comics today, it's very, very well much.
Well, they plot it out better. They almost hand it to you what they're doing.
Right.
They spell it out so much quicker, or not quicker, but they lay it all out for you. It's like, all right,
but it's
we
more
need to go
it's,
here
it's
because
more artfully
this was
done though. Like we were talking about the dialogue being very explanatory of what is going on.
Yeah.
So, but listen to the beeps.
And he's purple.
Oh, that's shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they end up going to the sewer. And they come across a crap ton of Hydra agents. And this is what I was about to say. Is like, how did they know Hydra was down there? Like, what gave... Excuse me.
The coordinates.
What gave the alarm?
Seconds later, having analyzed the audio electronic map coordinates, the two costumed figures lower themselves into a nearby manhole.
Okay, that's fine, but... How did they know?
So
that's what I'm trying to get at.
They just, it was like an alert went off for the Avengers because something triggered it. And then when they went down there, I don't know that they knew Hydra was down there.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
And from this image, it looks like Cap literally just fell into it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, because there's an expression like, huh? What? I don't know what I'm doing.
And then Rook's over here just throwing uppercuts.
Not only is he throwing uppercuts, but he's leaning into the uppercut.
More powerful.
Okay, so Cap starts to take off, take care of these agents, and then he has second thoughts of having Rick in there, because he doesn't have any training whatsoever.
Now he realizes.
Yeah, after the fact.
Oh, wait.
Sure, put on the costume, kid.
But Rick's apparently holding his own, for the most part. It's not too terrible. But there's a individual that's about ready to fire upon Rick, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We always see as the guy in shadow and Cap trying to yell out to Rick Jones. And again, he's still hung up on losing Bucky, that he purposely tells Rick to run away. And Rick's like, all right, well, I have to listen to Cap because he knows what he's talking about. He's been around longer. He must have a reason for why he's telling me to go down this tunnel. But by doing that, he left himself open and Cap gets taken by a stun ray, gets hit by a stun ray, and we are introduced to Madame Hydra. This is the first appearance of Viper, who is Madame Hydra.
Ever.
Yep. I know she becomes a major player later on. I just read, I guess last year, the Secret Empire arc that just came out. Fairly decent. A lot of problems. But she was a prominent character in that. I mean, she's been a prominent character of Hydra and Captain America for some time. But yeah, just seeing the first appearance of her was kind of cool. Wasn't expecting that. But Madame Hydra tells the agents to destroy him. We don't need him. And as he is trying to revive, this Hydra agent with these metal arms, this giant power vest, gets a hold of him and starts to try and crush him, it looks like. I don't know, Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Cap starts attacking him. And doesn't really go well for the Hydra agent. Cap knocks him through a wall into this other room and follows him in there because this, he has to take care of this individual so that he can't, before he can go help Rick. And speaking of Rick, we are following him. He's running down the tunnel and then he realizes that Cap just did this to get him out of the way. Cap's trying to keep Rick safe because he knows he's still worried about Bucky and he thinks he's just Bucky 2.0. But as he is being running down the tunnel, he's being chased by a bunch of Hydra agents. And he tricks them, or he loses them. They keep on going. He is able to double back. But he gets back to the tunnel opening, the big old room in the sewers. And he comes across the Hydra agent with the power vest holding up Cap's shield, saying that Captain America is dead. And Madame Hydra is like, all right, good job. Now on to the task at hand, which their whole plan was to poison the water supply. Mm. So Rick took it upon himself to be... he's going to live up Cap's memory and try and stop Hydra, which Cap sees because he was actually hiding as the agent or the Hydra agent with the power vest... Who said they killed Captain America. I guess one of Captain America's special powers that nobody knew about was his quick wardrobe change. Because apparently he changed into this Hydra agent really quick with his power vest. He also was able to get out of that...
Well, it just disintegrates, you know.
Yeah. When your legs are that big, it just falls off.
But he actually takes off the mask, though. Anyway, he's attacking the Hydra agents to try and save Rick again.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, though, he's able to hit one of the pipelines, or the pressure pipes, to wash everything away. Like, there's a flame bazooka. Hydra agent.
I did laugh at that. What is a flame bazooka?
It's like a regular bazooka, only it shoots flames.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
You know. Like you do. He gets it's the upper hand.
It's more exposition in the speech bubbles. Shattered the water pressure pipes with his accursed shield. We're too close to escape. We'll be washed away.
Okay, they're going to get washed away by a little bit of water coming through the pipes.
But it's like, going...
And then Madame Hydra turns into Indiana Jones and takes over.
Rick was definitely, like, the worst freaking sidekick. He gets captured by Hydra, and... Oh, no, she's gonna kill Rick, and doing so... Oh, see, yeah, I guess they do get swept away, because apparently they're into the water supply. All the Hydra H's are going down that big old hole in the middle of the thing. Don't get how they can't swim out, but whatever. But she pushes Rick into the water, and Cap has to save him. And in doing so, Madame Hydra gets away. Rick is pretty apologetic.
Shut up and hang on.
Rick's apologetic, but Cap is He's basically, he's, I guess, fine, you did what you could, but if you're going to be my partner, you're going to listen to what I tell you to do, and you will not question it. And they walk away after they get out of the tunnels, and Rick is you know, he's starting to become questioning if this was what he really wanted, because he says he can never be the partner like Bucky was. And maybe he should stop trying. But, I mean, they do walk away together, so I guess that's a good sign. I don't know. But that's the end of issue 110.
Thank you for listening to Comic Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of The Strange Death of Captain America.